Hello? There's no one here. Oh, me? I'm no one. I just came to see the doctor who's not here. No one's here. I mean, but me. Oh, you're the doctor? But you're not here. No, your receptionist isn't here either. Tell her. Tell her Dr. McDouglas has been unavoidably detained with a hysterical woman. Shouldn't that be an hysterical woman? Sorry. With a hysterical woman who has locked herself in the bathroom of the honeymoon suite at the City Hotel and is threatening to jump out of the window? Oh, my God, that's awful. Yes? Me? We had an appointment at 11. No matter, it's only 1:30. I'll wait. That's what I've been doing all of my life. I stood in the bathroom this morning and suddenly started to cry. Without any kind of a warning, a tear just appeared in each eye. Like something inside me had died. And I didn't know why. And just as the new day was dawning, with hardly a cloud in the sky, I cried as I rubbed my face dry. Whoa, whoa, whoa. As I looked at myself in the mirror, all I saw was a terrible frump. Oh, lights are there waiting. I'm still hesitating. I haven't the courage to jump.
There was no one in the outer office. I hope you don't mind. I came straight in. You see, this is an emergency.
I don't mind.
Doctor, you gotta help me.
I can't.
I'm sure you don't usually see people without an appointment.
No.
But I can't take anymore. I don't know what's happening to me. I feel trapped.
You too?
I've never been to a shrink before. My life's disintegrating. I think my wife's having an affair. I'm about to lose my job. This morning, something snapped. Instead of going to work, I followed my wife to this building. I came inside, but lost her. I've been wandering around for hours until I found your office.
It's not...
I need help. I'm desperate. Listen, while all of the people were rushing, this thought just popped into my head. Right there in the midst of the crushing, I sighed as inside a voice said, there's nobody there who would care if you ended up dead. And just as a new dawn was blushing and brushing the cityscape red, I saw my chances had fled. Whoa, whoa, whoa. As I stood on the edge of the platform, I pulled myself up with a bump. For although I was manic and loaded with panic, I hadn't the courage to jump. I think my wife's having an affair with someone who works in this building.
I've never been married.
I wish I hadn't.
My mother doesn't want me to leave her. I hate my mother.
Ditto my wife.
I'd like to kill her.
Steady on, doctor.
I told you I'm not the doctor. The doctor is at the City Hotel trying to calm a hysterical woman.
Couldn't that be an hysterical woman? Sorry. If you're not the doctor, what were you doing at that desk?
I answered the phone. I took a message. I'm always taking messages. Nobody ever calls to speak to me. I'm no one.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is. That's why I came here this morning, to take control of my life.
You're going to seek treatment?
Treatment? No. I came to get a job as a receptionist.
You've come for a job as the doctor's receptionist?
Of course. You didn't think I was one of those crazy patients, did you?
No, no, of course not.
Hello? Dr. McDouglas? You're on your way back? Did she jump? She's still there. I see. Poor woman. She could be on that ledge all day. And they can't locate her husband. He didn't turn up for work today.
I didn't go to work today. I hope my wife doesn't call.
If only I could get this job, then life would change.
I'd like to change my life, leave my wife, go far away.
South America.
I thought South Bend.
It wouldn't matter. We could be happy anywhere.
We could be happy?
I meant you.
Why don't you come with me?
But I hardly know you.
Take a chance. All it takes is the courage to jump.
What about your wife?
What about your mother?
No. It couldn't work, could it?
Why not? I've got money. We could go right away. Think about it. Hello? No, Dr. McDouglas is not in his office. Can I take a message? Who? Is that you? Where are you? Where? It's my wife on a mobile. At the City Hotel? On the windowsill? What made you call me here? You want to speak to That's who you've been having an affair with, isn't it? And now he's left you? You can't cope. I'll kill him.
Her?
Her?
Dr. McDouglas is a woman. I thought you knew.
He's a woman? No, I don't know what you can do now. Wait a minute. She's threatening to kill herself. What should I say?
There's a train leaving for South Bend in half an hour.
The train in the distance can change your existence.
It just takes the courage.
It just takes the courage. You just need the courage to jump!